Baruch Hashem, we're all excited to be preparing for Shabbos Nachamu, a Shabbos of Simcha, a Shabbos of Nechama. But the obvious question we have to understand is, where does the Nechama come from? Where's the comfort? We're still in the same predicament. We still have a mask on top of our abayas. We still don't have the Shechina amongst us in the way that we want with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. We're still in a world full of anti-Semitism. What nechama? Where's the nechama? You open up this week's parasha, and we have to live with the parasha, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu taught us. And you read the opening words, Ve'eschanan el Hashem be'esahi lemor. They have to daven to Hashem at that time. At whatever time we're in, we have to daven to Hashem, and that fila itself is the nechama. The ability to daven to Hashem, the ability to connect to Hashem, that Hashem wants to connect to us and have that relationship, no matter what the situation is, that itself is a big nechama. Nachmu, nachmu, ami. That you're my nation. And it doesn't matter what's going on, Hashem is by our side and loves us, and that is the greatest nechama in the world. That Hashem is our Father. And I could always call out to Him, and I could always daven to Him. I'm never lost. I always can daven and be in a relationship with Hashem. You know, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that we all know, we're all familiar with, in Kapitel Chav Zayin. Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem osa avakish shipti ve'es Hashem kol yimei chayei. There's one thing I ask of Hashem, David Melech says. So you think it should just continue, that I should shifti ve'es Hashem, that I should dwell in the home of Hashem all the days of my life. Those words, osa avakish, is one thing I ask of Hashem, that which I should ask. The words osa avakish are extra, superfluous. Why are they there? So there are many answers. We've spoken about this before. Yedid Nafshi, Tani Polansky, he just recently came out with a gorgeous, beautiful, inspirational song. If you haven't heard it yet, go online and listen right away, Father. It's life-altering. And the song is to the lyrics of these words from David HaMelech. I was talking it over, different ideas I had, and he suggested the following. There's one thing I ask of Hashem, David HaMelech says, Oysa Vakish, that I should always be able to talk to you, that I should always be able to request of you, I should always be able to daven, because if I daven, I have comfort. If I daven, I know it's okay. If I daven, I remember Hashem is by my side, and I always have that kesher, no matter what is going on. That's all that I need, is tefillah v'eschanan al Hashem. That's the biggest nechama. Earlier in this year, I had a very difficult situation with my voice, and I wasn't able to really speak well, and realized I had a polyp, and I needed a procedure, ultimately a laser procedure. And I went for that laser procedure, and I was told it won't be such a big deal, 10 minutes, the whole procedure, okay, the rehabilitation after will take time, but the procedure itself, it's a laser procedure with a video camera. 10 minutes, it'll be okay. I was sitting there in the chair, and they were doing the procedure. An incredible doctor, a wonderful doctor, but it was tremendously painful. Incredibly painful. You could imagine also the scene, sitting in this chair, I can't move. There are things up my nose, down my throat. Smoke from the laser, pain. And I mamish for a moment was felt at loss, but then I remembered. I could daven. And b'machshava, I couldn't bedibur that, but b'machshava, I started to daven. And I was davening to Hashem, and that alone brought me tremendous nechama. I was suddenly okay. I was suddenly calm. I was suddenly alright. V'eschanan al Hashem is the biggest nechama. And maybe that's as well. Nachamu, nachamu. Nachmu, Nachmu is Gematria 208, which is Gematria Yitzchak. Yitzchak, we know, is the tefillah, L'suach Basada, of Mincha. And Mincha, we know, is a very special tefillah. Eliyahu HaNavi was answered because of Mincha. Maybe because Mincha is the tefillah, L'suach Basada. Mincha is the tefillah in the middle of the day. Shachris is how we begin the day. Ma'ariv is how we end the day. Mincha represents a tefillah that's constant, that I could be talking to Hashem in the middle of my day, no matter what is going on. I could reach out and talk to Hashem. That's Nachamu, Nachamu, Gematria Yitzchak. That tefillah is the biggest nechama, that no matter what is going on in my life, I don't have to wait I don't have to wait for the Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset. I don't have to wait for Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv, which itself are so special. I could always talk to Hashem. I could always be in tefillah to Hashem. And that's the biggest nechama, that Hashem is waiting to listen. And Amir Hashem will be zoich, if we believe in this and believe in this nechama, zoich also HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer our tefillahs with the Gula Shleima, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira B'yameinu. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Nachamu Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, good Shabbos, nechama and simcha.